The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Tuesday, news listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 20th of August, 2019. All the best technology news has been happening over the past 24 hours. We got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. We got breaking news for you today here on the news show. Finally, we know what Apple is planning to charge for their Apple TV Plus subscription. $10 a month. Yeah, kind of what we thought. This is all according to Bloomberg anyways. And now that the price is set, when's it going to be rolling out? Well, the TV Plus subscription should be launching sometime in November. In fact, rumors are actually saying Apple's trying to get out of the gate before Disney Plus is. Remember, Disney's got their subscription service coming out, by the way, $7 a month. Supposedly, it's launching November 12th. And if Apple wants to get theirs out sooner, well, maybe we'll see it the first week of November. Now, staying with Apple news, kind of a buy one, take one today when it comes to Apple, when it comes to subscriptions anyways. Well, we've got our TV Plus subscription. Now, we gotta get the, game subscription service. Yeah, how much is it gonna cost you? Well, apparently $4.99 a month. Now, this isn't official from Apple, but it is what we're hearing from the folks over there at 9 to 5 Mac. Apparently, they received some promotional message that it would be $4.99 a month, and Apple should start rolling out their Apple Arcade gaming service by September 10th. Apparently, this will all coincide with their iPhone launching event. So, as you probably guessed it, Arcade will be available for your iPhone, your iPad, your Mac, and even your Apple TV. Now, at launch, we're hearing about 100 games will be available. And of those 100 games, a lot are going to be actually exclusive to Apple's gaming service. Well, it's official, at least Google's saying it is. They have stopped sending Android cell signal data. Why? Well, privacy, of course. Yes, according to Reuters, it looks like Google shut down their mobile network insights. Those of you not knowing what that meant, well, that gave providers maps of cellular strength, signals, and even speed data collected from Android phones. And as you probably guessed, that data, it required sharing location, usage, diagnostic info, and the list goes on and on. Pretty much what it comes down to, invasion of privacy. Hence, that's why Google probably got a little bit on the worried side. Instead of pissing off users and government regulators, let's just ditch it. Now, unlike Google, Facebook, they're continuing to do this kind of thing. Although it's not exactly like Google, it's pretty similar. So basically, if you're an Android phone and you thought you were safe, but you still got Facebook installed, nah, you're never safe. As long as Facebook's there. Alienware. Yes, you gamers out there. We've got some new bang for the buck gaming PCs coming your way. Yeah, it looks like the folks over Dell are trying to save those newcomer of gamers a little bit of moolah by introducing their Aurora R9 and the Dell G5 desktop. Though by any means they ain't cheap, I guess they are kind of a little bit on the less expensive side when it comes to gaming rigs. As far as the Aurora R9 goes, it has a water-cooled Intel Core i9 processor, 64 gigabytes of HyperX RAM, and 4 terabytes of solid-state storage. Now, if cache is exactly something you got right now, there's always the G5 desktop. Core i5 on board, 8 gigabytes of RAM, 1 terabyte of magnetic hard drive storage, plus an NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 graphics card. According to Dell, the G5 desktop should start around $630. And finally, I tell you what. Pretty much nowadays, you got a website and you might as well stream. Facebook, streaming. YouTube, obviously streaming. Reddit, streaming. Say what? Yes, apparently Reddit is testing out something a little different over there. They're actually hoping if it does work, it's going to take on competitors like Twitch and YouTube. Yes, announced yesterday, Reddit has launched the Reddit Public Access Network. It's basically just software that will let eligible users live stream. And they'll be doing that by a new subreddit place called RPAN. Actually, R-Pan. Now, if you're a top streamer, you'll appear on the front page throughout the testing period, and then users will be able to vote on their favorite stream. Oh, and those of you looking for 24-hour streaming? Not yet on Reddit. Yep, streaming has a curfew. It will only be allowed between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific time. And only for 5 days. Yeah, that's correct. It's only a 5-day testing thing to see how things are gonna go, if they go well at all. So who knows? In the near future, we might be saying, forget YouTube. Reddit's where it's at least for this month. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is, of course, our website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. Podcasts over there, review blogs, so much going on over there. Check it out for yourself today. Give us a like on Facebook, too, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And come join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you, as always, for listening.